Let's move north and west now to Lansing's 4th Ward, which includes downtown, the west side, and parts of Old Town. There, incumbent Jessica Yorko faces off next Tuesday against three challengers. They are Chong Anacanfora, who works for the liberal political advocacy group Progress Michigan, Lansing attorney Bert Carrier Jr., and Larry Hutchinson, a 40-year-old stay-at-home father. The top two vote-getters next Tuesday will face off in November's general election. Here to talk about what's going on in the 4th Ward and to assess Councilmember Jessica Yorko's performance is Rena Risper. She's the president of the Walnut Neighborhood Association. Welcome, Rena. And Paul Johns is president of the Moores Park Neighborhood Association. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
What are voters talking about in the 4th Ward, Paul?
Well, you know, I think more than anything what voters want is an opportunity to get to meet and have face time with each of the candidates. And heading towards the primary, I think they just want to know who to select to be on the ballot.
Do you feel like you've got two good choices here?
Oh, yeah, we do, definitely.
You've got four good. Do you have four good choices? I guess that's my question. I'm still in the second ward here.
That's okay.
You got four people running.
Oh, absolutely, yep. And what's very important is that people get out and try to get an opportunity to talk to these people and find out what they're about. I have interest in each one of them and have been able to talk to each one of them. So, but it's very important that the voters get out and be able to ask the hard questions. And so they need to be accessible.
Now, you've got a record. Jessica Yorko's been serving on the council. Are you impressed enough? It sounds as if you are still interested in hearing what the challengers have to say.
So absolutely.
You have not ruled out not voting for the incumbent.
It's not time to rule anybody out at this point.
Okay. What do you think, Rena Risper? You're pretty plugged in. What do you think people are talking about in the 4th Ward? What issues rise to the top?
I think one of the foremost issues that rise to the top is availability of our city council, our current city council person, Jessica Yorko. There's been a lot of complaint about not being able to reach her and not having return phone calls. And that's going to be an issue. And attendance. And attendance in city council meetings is crucially important for her to be able to represent the 4th Ward adequately.
So it sounds like you're looking closely at a challenger?
We're looking very closely at a challenger.
Okay. Now, when you say we, you're a newspaper publisher.
No.
As well.
I
you're
say
talking
we
about yourself.
As my friends who live in the neighborhood with me.
Okay. As a representative, as a resident of the Walnut neighborhood.
As a resident who lives around other people in the 4th Ward.
Very good. We spoke with Jessica Yorko earlier this week. At one point, she commented on what she considers the city's unsustainable predicament involving declining revenues and population. Let's listen.
If people in the region want a strong core city, they need to live in that city. We can't continue to lose population. When we look at the percent of the residents in the region from 1940 to now who are residents of the city of Lansing, it has declined from having 40% of the population of the region in the city to under 20%. That's not sustainable.
Paul Johns, that is clearly a concern of your council representative and others. Is it a concern of yours?
Well, that's what happens, it seems. When someone gets angry, the first thing they say is, that's it, I'm moving, you know, and instead of coming to the root of the problem and coming up with a resolution, the only thing they have that they can really take is their tax dollars. And they know if they move out of the city, they're going to be able to, you know, take that with them. So, yeah, that's a concern. Obviously, we want the tax revenue. We want people to be in neighborhoods. We want them to feel like they're part of their neighborhood. And that they have a say.
Are you glad that that's a priority of Jessica Yorko's?
I would hope it would be a priority of anybody on city council that we have, you know, an increased population growth.
Rena, what about
and jobs?
I have an interesting perspective. We were speaking with the West Side Association about the possibility of having a police chief that actually lives in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And to have individuals who live in the city to protect the city who have an idea about the crime going on in the city. And it would be interesting to find out what the response would be to that. I've heard that we can't make anyone live in this city. However, when we've had past mayors, it was a priority of the past mayor to, you know, say, I would love for you to live in the city. And they did live in the city. So you can, there's a thing about saying things and not really having any action behind what you're saying. So it would be really interesting to find out her take on that issue.
You don't know whether she would be in favor of that or not?
I have an idea, but it wasn't very clear, as most things that I'm hearing from her are not very clear.
Is that a would that be a question that you would want to ask the challengers as well, I assume?
Sure, it would be a question that I would love to ask the challengers. Would you be opposed to having individuals in the mayor's cabinet living in the city?
Paul, what do you think about that? Should that be mandatory, that high-ranking officials actually reside in the city of Lansing?
That would be, obviously, that would be the icing on the cake. You know, you're definitely, if you live in the mud that you're slinging, of course, you know.
Rena pointed out that she feels Jessica Yorko has been too inaccessible and her attendance record hasn't been strong enough. Is that a problem for you?
Oh, no. I just, you know, to tell you the truth, whenever I've had an issue, I've been able to call city council, and not just Jessica Yorko. You know, I've had access to Kathy Dunbar. I've had access to Carol Wood. I've had access to Jessica Yorko, and I think it's equal share. They need to return their phone calls when people call. So I haven't experienced that personally.
Okay. Has the situation involving the Nya Wave structure been resolved satisfactorily in your view or not? That's in the fourth ward.
You know, that's been very, very interesting as well. I'm seeing that Jessica Yorko has indicated that she has been instrumental in moving that forward, which is not the case at all. Dale Schrader and I, for the last 2 months, have been working diligently with Bob Trezise of LEAP. And Bob Schrader and I, based on Mary Elaine's 17-page document, have hammered out a deal with LEAP. And it did not have anything at all to do with the influence of Jessica Yorko. And I find that sometimes, this is my first opportunity having an opportunity to reply to some of the things that I see. I just have to chuckle at times because it's only been the two of us, and we got it done in 2 months. I find that sometimes...
Which is the other person you're talking about?
Dale Schrader.
Dale Schrader, okay.
Dale Schrader, he's the one that helped with formulating what we were going to do as far as fixing the facade, and we got everything that we wanted, and we're in the process now of moving through that.
But Jessica Yorko was not involved enough in your view?
She wasn't involved at all. And I also have a document that she sent out in the beginning talking about how she was involved. And that was not the case. If anything, it was like, well, I would like to know still would like to know who is responsible for making sure that the terms of the SLU go forward.
Paul, what do you make of this? Have you paid close attention to the Nya Wave structure thing?
Well, it's not a structure in our neighborhood. So what we did as a neighborhood group when it was brought to our attention is we wrote a letter in support of Nya Wave continuing conversation, because I think at one point they just stopped talking.
Okay.
So, you know.
You are in the fourth ward, but you represent different neighborhoods.
Correct.
So
right.
You just want to clarify that. Your feelings about Mayor Virge Bernero are relevant here as well, since Jessica Yorko frequently supports the mayor in her votes. She's considered a member of his block on the city council, along with Tina Houghton and Kathy Dunbar. So the mayor's veto-proof majority could be jeopardized depending on the outcome of the fourth ward vote. Does that play a role in your considerations over who to vote for, Rena?
Not for me necessarily. I believe that some of the things the mayor does, I think that he does a great job in some areas, and other areas I have, you know, questions with. But he is our mayor. So that, you know, is what the issue is for some people, but for me, I just want the best person in. I want the person who's going to listen. I want the person who is going to answer phone calls and also attend meetings without excuses, because our city is hurting.
Can you, we're running short on time here. Give us your assessment of the other of the three challengers here. We've got Chong Anacanfora, Bert Carrier Jr., an attorney, and Larry Hutchinson, a 40-year-old stay-at-home dad. Paul, are you plugged into the challengers?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have not met Larry Hutchinson. Who's the other gentleman, the lawyer you said?
Bert Carrier Jr.
Yeah, I have not met him. Chong is my neighbor. She lives, I could walk over to her house, and she will open the door and invite me in for
sounds like accessibility.
Cup of coffee. Yeah, so she's very accessible. As far as the issues, I've been able to have a long sit down with Chung Anna, and I can be very candid in saying that I don't think she's out to do any harm. So,
okay. Rena, any comment on the challengers?
I think that, you know, we'll see about that later on, and like next week, I think that we all will see about that. It's been very interesting, to say the least.
Okay. Rena Risper is the president of the Walnut Neighborhood Association. Paul Johns is president of the Moores Park Neighborhood Association, both neighborhoods in Lansing's 4th Ward, and they've got four candidates up for city council in the primary next Tuesday. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
It's great being here. Thank you.